Amr Rab Yaakov, Amr Rab Yoshiya, Yoitzer Or, Uvarei Choshech. That's the first bracha we say in the morning, Yoitzer Uvarei Choshech. For the Gemara, Leima Yoitzer Or, Uvarei Noiga. Let's say a nice Lashon. Noiga means light. Why do we say Uvarei Choshech, darkness? And the Gemara, Kedachtiv Karminim. What's the Kashi? We say the way it says in the Pasig. There's a Pasig in Yeshayo. Trashi Yoitzer Uvarei Choshech, Oyitzeshom Uvarei Ra. That's the way the Pasig says. The Kamim Uvarish, Idoch Mahi. Later we'll explain what the second bracha is. Dilo bracha di yishtabach enem min aminyin. Shila achrei psuka de zimro, kemay birchas halal. That's a bracha on the halal. We say psuka de zimro. V'yomim ma'isa koydim zman kriyishma, im yotza. If you want to say psuka de zimro before Argos HaShachar, you're allowed to. Zekashu is, why do we say yotza rov arichoshech, let's say yotza rov arinoiga, teretziz kedachsiv karminim. Kedimor elam ayato, the end of the pasuk is, oyse sholom avari ra. Miko Amrina Kedachsiv, do we say the way it says? Eliksiv Ra, the Pasuk says Ra, the Karina Hakel, Lishna Malya. We say a nice way. Yoitzer over Oyster Shomavari Yasakel, we say. We change the word Ra to Kel to make it sound nice. So we're back to the first Kasha, Hokinami, Lema Noiga. Let's say Yoitzer over Noiga. Hashem created Or when he created day. Why do we say Choshech? Lishna Malya. Elo Omarova, Teretz is like this. Kedelahaske midas yoim balaylo or midas laila bayoim. Has really, we're allowed to change to make it sound nice. That's why we don't say oyster shalom avori ra, but we say oyster shalom avori yasakur. We could change to make it nice. Alright, let's change the beginning also. Yoitze or avori choshech. Let's change choshech into noiga. No, there's an inyan to say in the daytime or en choshech. And who had been by night, you're supposed to mention also or en choshech. And the Mepharshim says, Lahoitzif and Libam of the Tzukim, they used to say there's a different Hashem for day and a different Hashem for night. So therefore, every time in daytime we mention Or and Choshech, that we hold no, there's only one Hashem for the day and for the night. Like you just said, we mention Choshech in the morning. Yoitzif or Ravori Choshech. Ela midas yoim balayla hechi mishkachas lo. Whereby Mariv do we mention about the yoim in the Birchas of Krishma? Rabbiya Poshit says there goyel or mifnei choshev, choshev mifnei or. So we say, cool, we talk about or even by nighttime. To show us that the same Hashem, that's by choshev, is for the or also. So that's the first bracha yoitzer over choshev. So Rashi could have siv karminen, siv bakro yoitzer or over choshev. Or he says shalom over ra. What's the second bracha of Krishma? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ahava Rabba. You say Ahava Rabba, this is the Nusach of the Ashkenaz. You say Ahava Rabba. V'chei Noiri Lo, Reb Lezer, Reb Pados Vrei, Ahava Rabba. That's the Gusa. Tanya Nami Hochi, Ein Oimrim Ahava Solem, don't say Ahava Solem, Elo Ahava Rabba. That's the Nusach of the bracha. Just start off with Ahava Rabba. So the more of Rabbonin Namri, but Rabbonin say no, Ahavas Oilam. The Nusach is supposed to start off with Ahavas Oilam. The Chayne Waima, a Posik in Yim Yo, the Yahavas Oilam Avticha. I love you, I love you forever. Alkei Mishkaticha Chesed. So Claude the Maskon here doesn't say a Maskon. It says 2 days. So that's how you have the Minig Ashkenaz and the Minig Svan. Tois on top says, Rabbonin Namri, Ahavas Oilam Hilkach, Tchino Laima B'Shachris Ahavas Rabba, or the Yahavas Oilam Ahavas Oilam. That's the Nusach Ashkenaz like that. So we ate the boshitis. Even Svarad that comes Shabbos, they say Yav Rabba. Even though the whole week we say Yav Asaylam and Shabbos say Yav Rabba. So our 2 sheetis say exactly what the Nusach is. Om Rav Yudom Ashmuel. His Shim Lishnois, if somebody gets up in the morning to learn, is actually Korah Krishma. If you didn't say Krishma yet, or it means the Birchas Krishma, Sarach Lavorach. You have to say Birchas Atar. Misha Kora Krishma, but if you already said Krishma, Iker as you said the bracha Abba Rabba, is Ein Sarach Lavorach. You don't have to make a Brichas Torah after you already said the Brichas Krishma. Why? Shekvan Nifta the Abba Rabba. In Abba Rabba, you are Yoitza the mitzvah of saying Brichas Torah. Even though Brichas Torah is the mitzvah of the Yoraisa, as we hold all brachas are Midirabonim. There are only 2 brachas we have Midirayisa. That's Birchas HaTorah, before you learn to make a bracha, and Birchas HaMozen to bench after you eat is Midirayisa. Zeretz HaKiddush, if you said Ava Rabba, you don't have to say any more Birchas HaTorah. Because Ava Rabba talks about saying, Lubeinu Elohovin Lahaskel Lishmei Elumen Elamed Lishma Velasu, it's the kind of good that's called Ibris Amo Terasecha. We talk about Terah, so you're ready Yoitza. We'll soon say the Hezber, how are you Yotzer the Mitzvah? Ah, you're not saying, Asher Kishonim, it's Yotzer Mitzvah, and laughing with every Torah. There's no real Nusach HaBrachi. How are you Yotzer? We'll soon explain it. The Gemara says, you are Yotzer Birchas HaTorah with Abba Rabba. Shekva Nifta B'Yabba Rabba. So Rashi Shekva Nifta B'Yabba Rabba, Sheyeshbo Me'ein Birchas HaTorah. The same Blibeinu, Lilmud, Lolame, Lishma, Velasu, Lekaimas, Goldiver, Samotar, Secho, Aslam, Ben Chukir, Tanecho, as into talks about the Inyan of Birch HaSatayron, Yoyetza the Broch. Rab the Rama Rafuna, Le Mikro, Tzor, Lavor. He holds for Mikro to say the Nusach, to say Mikro, you're allowed to take up this imagine. Le Mikro. The mikra tzarich levor. The first thing holds when you say chumish, mikra teresh shabiksav, you have to make a bracha. Abu lemedrash, you learn medrashim on the chumish, ain't tzarich levor. So soon we don't hold like this Monday, like all of them. We have lezu amel the mikra lemedrash tzarich levor. No, for mikra and for medrashim on the chumish, you have to make a bracha before you learn it. Abu lemishnei tzarich levor. Learn mishnah, you don't need a bracha. Rabbi Yechon amel no af lemishnei nami tzarich levor. Abu letalmud ain't tzarich levor. To learn gemara, you don't need a bracha. For Rav Omer, that's where we hold, no af le Talmud tzorach lach levorach. Any type of limud haTorah, filu for Gemara, you also have to make a bracha. And let's see, Rashi Medrash, Rashi who korov le mikra, who going mechilta v'sifra v'sifri shei medrash mikrois. Hey, see, also for this is called korov for chumish. You have to make a bracha also. The Gemara in tzorach levorach has filu kaidem avarabu koma v'ochi mucha milsa pesach sheni. After the Gemara Sot Levorach, Shu Iker HaTorah, Shu Rimeno Haroa Yotzo. Okay, so learning Gemara, that's the Iker, you get to the Maskonah, Shu Nara Paskin. Gemara Zat Rashi, Hainu Svarez Taimei Mishnah. Gemara means, understand the Mishnayasin. V'tirutzei Mishnayas Asois V'zu V'zu. V'chasui Mechzor, you have Mishnah Kasher on the Mishnah. It's a stira one to the other, something's missing. So Gemara says the Maskonah, the Klor Pshat in the Mishnah. So they speak out, Mephoshim speak out, that really, how do we know you have to make a Birchas HaTorah? The Vosk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, Hova Goydel Elokeinu. Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, it goes on Torah, when you say Hashem's name, Hova Goydel Elokeinu, you should give a Shvach to the Eibush, and that's Midi Raisa. So how do we see in the Vosk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro? There's a famous Ramban in the Akdoma to Chumash that says, Kol HaTorah Kula, Torah Shemiksav, is Serufim of Shemus of Hashem. They're all different ways of making up a Shemus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's all really names of Hashem. It's very good. Tishem Hashem Ekru, when you speak out Hashem's name, which means learning Torah Shabbiksav, Hova Godel Elokeinu, you have to give a bracha. So the first man on the Yom says, only for Poshet the Mikra, do you have to make a bracha. That's saying Shemus Hashem. Medrash, you're explaining the Chumash, but that's not Shemus Hashem, you don't have to make a bracha. Next one says, no, Mishnah is not called Shemus. Next one says, no, Gemara is not called Shemus. But Allah, we hold for everything, you have to make a bracha. What the pshat is, what is Gemara? It's explaining what it says in Torah Shabbiksav. So everything is really explaining about the Torah Shabbiksav, that is Hashem's name. So may it pass to make a bracha of Yishem Hashem Ekra. Even when you're learning Gemara, it's also called, you like saying Hashem's name, that you have to make a bracha on it. That's where we hold, even for learning Gemara, it's also called like explaining Chumash, that's called you're saying out Hashem's name. So Mar the Yomar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Zimnin, it happened once, Sagiyin Heve, Kimna Kaimi the Rav. I was once going in front of Rav, Lisnuya Pirko, Bisifra Devei Rav, to learn, come to Shir, to learn in Rav's Beis HaMedrash. So what did Rav do? Heve Makim, he got up in the morning, the Komar Shi Yode, he washed his hands, Uborach, and he made Birchas HaTorah. Omasni learned Pirkin, he learned with us Mishnayis, learned with us Pirkin or Gemara. So you see, Uriah, even for learning Gemara, also you have to make a bracha.
What
you can do? The man the said before, for only Shabbiksav you have to make a bracha, it was only for Mishnah, not for Gemara. Here is bringing a riot to the last man the Yom, even for Gemara, also you have to make a bracha. Mind the bracha of the Gemara, what is the bracha satera? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Asher Kedishono B'mitzvoso V'tzivono La'atzoi K'divrei Torah. That's our bracha. Rav Yechonah Messiah B'hochi, he ended off the bracha Mua Harav No Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem should make it sweet as Divrei Torah Secha B'finu V'fiyo Samcho B'es Yisrael V'ni Anachna V'tzesenu Tzetzei Amcho B'es Yisrael Kulonu Yoide Shemecha. We should all know your name. Now according to Ramban, it's very good. Learning Torah is called learning different names of Hashem. It's very good what we say, Kulanu Yoide Shemecha. From learning Torah, we're going to know your name. Because Kola Torah Kul is just different ways of saying Shemus of Hashem. The Yoiskis are a Secha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amlam Yeter Lama Yisrael. Now it's a question of Yidu, if it's one bracha or it's called two different brachas. Like we're not to say Vaharev, no, with the Vav, like it's called one bracha. We don't answer Amen, you have to last it, but Divrei Sarah, because it's called a bracha Smucha Chaverte. It's called like one long bracha. From Hamnun Omar, he said another second bracha, like we say, Asher Baruch HaBon, and Mikolam, and Venosman, and Osterosai, Baruch HaTor Hashem, and Sein HaTiru. Omar of Hamnun, Zuhi Mu'ula Sheba Brachas. This is called the Mu'ula. This is like the best bracha there is. We'll soon explain why the way Asher Baruch HaBon was called the best bracha. And then Amad, the Gemara feels the voice, Hilkach, therefore, since Hamnun said, this is the best bracha, then there middle of Kula. We should say all two or three brachas. That's the way we do. First we say last the Torah, then we say Baharavno, then we say Asher Baruch HaBonu. It's very modern. If this is the Ma'ula, this is the best bracha, so we're all used to say just that one. How can we end off? Therefore we should say all three of them. Well, let's first see Rashi, then we'll say Pshat. Rashi, Haravno Hashem Lakenu, Yarvo Aleinu Lasik Vem Yarvo. And you should make it sweet that we should enjoy to learn Torah with love. Baruch Ato Hashem Hamlam Yeter Lam Yisro Gassinim, Baruch Gassinim Lamdeinu Chukecho, Shein Zu Brocho Vaidua Al Sheovar. David didn't say that like a Hodot Hashem, El Loshem Bakosha. That David said he was asking a Bakosha. The David Kiyomro Loy Lishem Broch Omro El Beloshem Bakosha. He's Lamdeinu Chukech Hashem, please teach me the Torah. Brother Kom Hashem, Sha'at Baruch, Lamdeinu Chukecho. That's not called the Broch, which is a Shvat for Torah. V'zui Mulu Sheba Brochas at Rashi, this is the best one of the Brochas at Torah. V'fishyesh Bo Hodot Lemokom, you're giving Hodot a thank. The kilus literally Israel. You are praising Hashem for the Torah and in the Klal Yisrael. So the pshat in this Gemara is really the Ramban says on the Sefer Rambam on the Sefer Mitzvahs that we hold Birchas HaTorah is Midiraisa. The pshat is Midiraisa. The chiyuv is to give shvach vaydor to the Eibishter that He gave us the Torah. That's the chiyuv Midiraisa. That's in the brach of Asher Baruch HaBon Mikolam, and we're saying the shvach that Hashem shows up and gave us the Torah. The first bracha we say, the pshat is, that's part of the regular brichas midrabbonim. On every mitzvah, before we do the mitzvah, the rabbonim will mesak on nusach habracha. That's asher kedishonu v'tzoyser v'tzivonu, to do the mitzvah. So kumusayis in brichas haTorah, the reason why we have two brachas, before limud is once to makayim the mitzvah the rabbonim, to make a bracha before you do mitzvahs, and one is to makayim the chiyiv midiraisa, to make a shvach v'edor that Hashem gave us a Torah. So it's very good when we have the two different sources. His last side with Divrei Torah, that's called the Chiyad Mitzvah Medirabonim, to make a Nusach of a Bricha for Mitzvah. And the second Bracha, that's why it's called a Mu'ulashah Bracha, it's the better Bracha, because with this Bracha, we'll make a Chiyad Midiraisa. Midiraisa, by Stam doing Mitzvahs, you have no Chiyad to make a Bracha. You don't have a Shekhid Yisharim in Tzoysev. Only by Bricha for Torah, we're not the Pasuk, Yeshem HaShemekah of a Goydel Alkeinu. What does have a Goydel Alkeinu mean? Give him back Shvach. So how will we kaim this Indian of giving Hashem Shvach? That's in the bracha Asher Baruch HaBonu. That's why it's called the Mu'ula Sheva Brachas. But it's very good why still we have to say all three brachas. Because the fourth is there's still a tikkun rabbonim. Like we still have the old klal, every mitzvah before you do it, rabbonu masaka nusach habracha. So it's good by Bruch HaTorah also passed that Indian, that there should be a nusach habracha midi rabbonim, and there's also a mitzvah to be a bracha to be yitzah the right of the kechiv. Now it's very good why in Abba Rabba we say yitzah brachas krishma. The question I and Abba Rabbi are not saying the actual bracha Baruch Ato Hashem Asher Kedishonu Mitzvoisel, that there it is in Asher Baruch, and in Abba Rabba we yoitz at least the Chiyiv Midiraisa. The Chiyiv Midiraisa and Brichas Torah is to give Shvach to the Eibishter. So in Abba Rabba we're saying like it's such a great thing, please give it to us. So yeah, you yoitz the Chiyiv Midiraisa. So it'll be a Chiddush now, that when you say Abba Rabba, since you already yotze the chiyuv midiraisa, later after davening you wouldn't have to say again a bracha even midrabbonim. If the rabbonim were masakan their bracha after you already yotze the chiyuv midiraisa, that's why it's very good. Our nusach, we say first the bracha midrabbonim, first say lasik b'divrei Torah b'yotze the chiyuv midrabbonim, then we say the asher bracha rabbonim. That's the chiyuv midiraisa. So let's say somebody didn't say brachas Torah in the morning, and he started to daven, and he said, Abba Rabba, we say, his yoitz is chiyuv midiraisa, it's called, he gave shvach for the Eibishter. So afterwards, Rabbonim weren't masakin anymore to say brachas HaTorah. That's why you can be yoitz in Abba Rabba, brachas HaTorah. But the Mu'ula Sheva Brachas, That's Asher Bachabono, that's the Shrach. It's very good. The Shrach Gesayah passes Alochim. If somebody's Mesupik, if he said Birchas HaTorah or not, and he didn't say Avarabi yet. So he says, yeah, we hold about the stuff with your eyes, you have to say it over again. He says, all you have to say over is just Asher Bachabono. That's the only bracha you have to say over. And here's the head, because that's the Chiyah Midiraisa. But the first bracha, last week, the different term, that's only Chiyah Midirabonin. So a Sufik Midirabonin, we always go to Kula, you wouldn't have to say it again. But Asher Bachabono, that's the Chiyah Midiraisa, that you have to say again. So that's what we held here, because when we're Kula, we have to do both. We have to do a mitzvah, the Raisa, and a mitzvah, the Rabbon, and then you have to do both of them. Then you they say the same has by the Gro. To do it by talis, by tzitzis, then you have to have a wool pair of talis. Because a lot of Shiva sold the mitzvah, the rice is only with wool. If you have cotton, it's only Chiyim and Rabbon, according to a lot of Shittas. To do with the Gro, used to wear his talis cotton, was made out of cotton. That's why in Bnei Brak, a lot of Bnei Brak was always wear the stipler, they wear cotton tzitzis. Because the Gro used to wear cotton tzitzis. So Chutz Akasha, Ayelachur, Midiraisa, you're not Yotze with cotton tzitzis. Why didn't he wear woolen tzitzis? That if Shal was the Gruah, whole day used to wear a talus godel. And a talus godel was made out of wool. So he's Makayim the Mitzvah Midiraisa with that. He also wants to Makayim the Chiyim Midirabonim. He needs to Makayim the Chiyim Midirabonim. So he would have to wear cotton tzitzis to be Yotze the Chiyim Midirabonim also. But it has to be Yotze both, the Chiyim Midiraisa and the Chiyim Midirabonim. Here by Birchus HaTorah we have both Makayim, both Chiyuvim by Birchus HaTorah. We will make the mitzvah of the Raisa with the Asher Bach Abonu, or we will make the mitzvah of the Rabbonu with the last word of the return.
I heard that if on Shabbos, if you have cotton tzitzis and it becomes
possible,
you have to take it off. Is that true?
I'll talk about that later. Right. Tanan Hossam. Oma learned there to Morin Tomid. Oma Lam HaMamuna. HaMamuna, the one that was appointed. So Rashi learns the Mamuna here is the Sagan HaKahanim. Rashi. Tanan Hossam Sechta Tomid. Oma Lam HaMamuna. Who is Sagan HaKahanim? The Sagan, he was a Kohen pointed that in case the Kohen Godel would become possible, he'll take over for the Kohen Godel. Kadisa B'yuma, Haino Sagan, Haino Mamun, he was appointed. And this is the Seder in the morning, how to say Birchas Kriyashma, when they used to bring the Korban Atomid in the morning. What they do on the Mamunah? Borcho Brocha, Achis, save one Brocha, the Hain Borcho, they made the Brocha, these are the Brochas, Birchas Kriyashma, the Koror HaSeres HaDibrus, then they said HaSeres HaDibrus, Shema, Voyim Shemoya, Vayomer. This is in the morning. They are Makayim the Chi of Krishma. Then Uborchu Asom Gimel Brochus. They said three brochus. Emes V'yatziv is one brocha. Va'avoido is the second brocha. Uberchus Kanim is the third brocha. These are the third three brochas they said. Uve Shabbos on Shabbos Moisifim Brochachas. They said another brocha every Shabbos. Lemishmer Hayotze. And Shabbos used to change the Mishmorim who did the Avoido in the Beis Hamikdash. So the ones that were coming in, so the ones that were leaving gave a bracha to the ones coming in. We'll soon see what the bracha is. That's Rashi. Bracha, bracha, achas. The kama forish mahi.
All right, turn over, continue on the other side. We'll continue on with Rashi, and then we'll continue on with the Gemara.
Did in the Beis Hamikdash every morning. Okamad layachas to shidu hayvorim. After they shechted the korban atomid. They said this one bracha, we'll soon see which one it is, either Yotzer or Rabba Rabba. Then they said Aseres HaDibros, and then they said Krishma. That's the way they were Yotzer, the Mitzvah Krishma. Or bracha Esom Imam, I mean they davened with the Yom, only three brachas. If they didn't have enough time to daven no Shemon Esrei, then in the middle of doing the Korban Atomit. So they only said three brachas. One was Emes V'Emunah. Then they said Va'avoida, the Trashi B'Shvil Ha'avoida, she also, they just in the middle of doing the Korban Atomit. The rest of Shmonesu didn't have time to say. V'yavsman Krishma le'agia. Didn't even really come to Zman Krishma. Because they used to say this right after Elos HaShachar. In the morning, as soon as Elos HaShachar came up, you're allowed to bring the Korban Atomid. So they used to make the Shechita there and start working, and right then in the middle they said Shema. Now really, we hold when you're Yotze Kriya Shema, only for the Mechil de Gizmanas, for Misha Yakir. So half an hour later. But they didn't have any time later, they'll be too busy bringing the Korbanos, they were allowed to say it right away, yet Elos HaShachar. If someone is not doing the avoida, wanted to say Shema then, which is before Misha Yakir, the man Shemishma lo yotza. They're not yotza the choiv of the mitzvah min amudim. The fishan Shemishma makdimim. The Shemishma had a heta, like they had to leave, go away early in the morning. We say then you're allowed to daven right after with the shachar. Now on Shabbos, Mesifim Bracha, Achaz Kama Forish law, what the Bracha was. The Mishmar Yoytzei, Shamishmaros Meskalfas Biyam HaShabbos, Vnevam Masech Tesukah. Mishmar HaYoytzei, Oyse Tomech HaShachar, the one that was still there did the Tomech HaShachar Musafin, or Mishra Nichnes, and the new Mishmar came in after Musaf, and they did the Oyse Tomech HaBein HaBayim HaBazichin. So on Shabbos, Gufa, you had the two different Mishmarim. The first shift did the Tomid, and the second shift did the Tomech HaBein HaBayim. This was the state that how they said Krishma every morning. Pradimura now, my brachachas. Mashma, they only said one bracha before Krishma. My brachachas, kiho de Rab Abba, Rab Yosi bar Abba, iklu luhu asu. They went into the city. Boyumanai, they asked the people that are come there, my brachachas. What psham this mishpin tome, they said only one bracha. But heavy yibadayah, they didn't answer them. They didn't know which one of the two brachas. The yosu shalul Rab Masan, they asked Rab Masan, also have a biyod, he didn't know which one. Also shalul Rab Yehuda. Omalu Hochi Yomashmuel Abarab. The one bracha they said was Abarab. The Yomarab Zrika, Omarab Ami, Omarab Shim Ben Lakish, Yoitzeror. Says no, the bracha they said was Yoitzeror. So to my point is which one they said. Markiyosa Rab Yitzchak, Rab Yosef, Omar. Hoda Rab Zrika. That's what Rab Zrika said, that they said Yoitzeror, Labaferishitme. It didn't really say it outright. El Maklola Itmar. It's only from something else he said we understand like this. What's the thing that he said? The Omer Rab Zrik, Omer Rab Ami, Omer Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Zoy Semeris, from this Mishnah in Tomik, how they said Brichas Krishim in the Beis Hamikdash, we understand Brachas ain't Mak v'zu. That the two Brachas are not Mak v'zu v'zu. Because here they said, they only said one Bracha, they didn't say the second Bracha. So even though Matzili is supposed to say two Brachas beforehand, if you don't say two, just one, it's not Mak v'zu v'zu. Trashi. Brachas ain't mak v'zu v'zu. Berachas ha'achas. For loy berachas ha'shni. He didn't say the second bracha. Nafke mi yudei chavos. You are yoytze the first bracha you said. V'hi sheberach. V'yein chaverto ma'keves loy ma'shein zu ma'ulas ma'ulas b'loy zu. And we shouldn't make a mistake to say you have got to say two. And if you can't say both, don't say anything. So Zrika brought a raya from here. No, one bracha is good. And what's the raya? Because they only said one bracha. They didn't say the second bracha. So it's right, there's such a thing as saying one bracha. Now the Mar explains, Iyam with Bishleim Yetziror, if the one bracha they said was Yetziror, Hevi Amri, Hainu the bracha say Makabazu Azu, to Leiko Amri Abarabba. Because if they said Yetziror, they held that after Elos HaShachar, it's enough time, it's light enough to say Yetziror. So now it's a question, why didn't they say Abarabba? They were in a rush. So B'chad, they didn't say Abarabba, so you have a raya with one bracha Yetziror. But early, Yarmut Abba Rabba, but if you say the word